October 26, Living the Character of Christ. Be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. 2 Peter 3:14. The greatest work that can be done in our world is to glorify God by living the character of Christ. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 439. In the second letter addressed by Peter to those who had obtained like precious faith with himself, the apostle set forth a divine plan for the development of Christian character. He writes, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Peter 1, 2-8. These words are full of instruction and strike the keynote of victory. The apostle presents before the believers the ladder of Christian progress, every step of which represents advancement in the knowledge of God, and in the climbing of which there is to be no standstill. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity are the rounds of the ladder. We are saved by climbing round after round, mounting step after step, to the height of Christ's ideal for us. Thus he has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. God has called his people to glory and virtue, and these will be manifest in the lives of all who are truly connected with him. Having become partakers of the heavenly gift, they are to go on unto perfection, being kept by the power of God through faith. 1 Peter 1:5. It is the glory of God to give his virtue to his children. He desires to see men and women reaching the highest standard, and when by faith they lay hold of the power of Christ, when they are pleading his unfailing promises and claim them as their own, when with an importunity that will not be denied they seek for the power of the Holy Spirit, they will be made complete in him. The Acts of the Apostles, pages 529 and 530.